Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about spiritual understanding. And I think what I'm bringing today is probably one of the most vital, you know, when you think of vital, it sustains life. I think this is one of the most vital understandings we can get a hold of. And so we're talking about spiritual understanding. I think the church has been weak in this very thing we're talking about. And I'm speaking to myself, but I've learned as a pastor, I've seen over and over this principle. So we're going to have to really step it up in this area of what we're going to be talking about.
What we're going to be talking about? You'll find out.
This is huge. I mean, this is as big as it gets right here, what we're talking about. Because it's what God is calling you to. See, remember, I talked about how God calls us. Remember? He calls us, and His calling will put a demand on your deficiencies. Remember when He called Moses in Exodus chapter 3? And, you know, burning bush and all that. And God starts talking, and immediately Moses starts coming up with all these excuses as to why he can't be the one he's calling. And you know, God knew that his mother put him in that basket and floated him down the Nile River. You know, some of you have been abandoned as a child. Some of you have been abused as a child. Some of you have been, you know, in a divorce home. Some of you have gone through extreme difficulty. God knows that. But He's calling you. He's calling you out of that. You see that? Now think about this. Remember, Moses said, he started talking about, I can't even speak. What'd God say? He said, I want you to say to Pharaoh. You know, Moses, I bet he was thinking, you mean I can't even write it down? Let me write it down and send him a note. His biggest insecurity. Did you get that? His biggest insecurity. I've gone to conferences in a lot of places in the United States, even in India. They talk about Moses all the time as being a leader and a great leader. See? That's what God wants. He's calling you out of your insecurities. And those excuses, we can all come up with excuses as to why we're not fit or not good enough to do what He's calling us to do. But God doesn't see it that way. He's calling you. See that? That's rich, isn't it? That's important. So, we're going to talk today about something I think is vital. Let's get to it, all right? I don't even want to tell you yet. All right, let's go to our vision. Okay, to build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now the purpose, the commandment, is love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. All right. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everyone here. Father, we've just gone through 20 years since 9/11. Father, all those families, as they reflect on that day, I pray in the name of Jesus that you're taking those circumstances and that situation that was seemed so ugly and so evil, that you are taking that and making good out of it. In every one of those families, that those people have called on your name and they are walking with you. Father, you say you take all things and you work together all things for the good. You are a good God and you are doing great things. Father, we thank you for it. And I pray that you will comfort them in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. The 13 that lost their lives, the soldiers in Afghanistan, and all that's going on in Afghanistan, Lord, just the confusion and all the war that's all around us. Lord, we desperately need you. So, Lord, we ask that you speak to our hearts today. And, Lord, that we rehear the truth and we'll respond in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. So, we are... Now look, let's look at this last verse, and then we'll go back to the first verse real quick. Look, he says, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither. Remember, we're talking about spiritual understanding. So these people want to be teachers, but they don't understand neither the law, neither what they say, nor the things which they affirm. So Timothy is pastoring this church, and people are wanting to teach and do all these things because it's an upfront. Huh? You see that? I'm going to tell you something. That right there, you got to watch that. You better make sure if you're wanting to be a teacher. It talks, James says, you are double responsible. You're held double accountability for the things you're teaching. You see that? You can teach people wrong. And that's what God's saying. You teach my people wrong, you'll get double the backside whooping. Am I making sense? And that's the way it is. So you don't want to jump to be in front of people. You want to make sure before you jump into a... Am I making sense? That's huge. Because you will be accountable for what you teach them. Are we making sense? That doesn't mean you don't become a teacher in the back with the kids, because they have the material for you and you use their curriculum and you help them. You see that? You lead them and guide them with what we ask you to teach them. That's different. But you want to be a teacher and you want to be somebody who's in front of people all the time, you better make sure that you're teaching them the right thing. Am I making sense? It's very serious. Very serious. Now watch this. Now go back to the first one. Who do I got back there? Oh, Christina. Okay, hey, Christina. Now the purpose of the commandment, that's, remember, the commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what he's talking about. Purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. Now, there's where we're going to extrapolate something from and hang out on. right there, from which, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. See, idle talk is what causes people to stray. That's what we're talking about today. Idle talk. Your words. What's coming out of your mouth? What you say, you either give the enemy access into your life, or you give God access into your life. What you say. And God uses people, and the devil uses people. And the word you're saying is what God's going to use, or what the devil's going to use. And so what comes out of your mouth is vital for your well-being and for the well-being of those close to you. Now let's look at this word stray. This word stray means to wander from a given place or group or beyond established limits. It means to become lost. So people are becoming lost because of idle talk. See that? I sure don't want to be used in that category, do you? I don't want people to see me and listen to what I'm saying and cause them to veer away. I know I've hurt people years ago with what I've said. You know, you just do in your life. Everybody does. I pray that that's not me today. And I have to stay in touch with that all the time, every day. You've got to keep on that, because what you're saying is affecting atmospheres, people's hearts, and your life. It means to become lost, to deviate from a course that is regarded as right or moral. As right or it means scattered. It means separate. So what you say, idle talk, can scatter you, can scatter others. See that? It can keep people scattered. That's one of the meanings for being lost, being scattered. And separate from God. Now look what he says, have turned aside to idle talk. So, they're looking to idle talk. They're listening to it. So let's look at this word idle. This word idle means not employed. Not employed. Not working. In other words, the words you're saying aren't working for anything value of any value or any structure or any health or wholeness. It's not working. It's not employed. It means inactive. It means avoiding employment. So those words are avoiding being employed. They're dancing around out there. Donita knew what I was teaching on, and so she went and got some shaving cream for the kids last night for Saturday night service. And she had them all sit in a big circle and spray shaving cream out. You know, they're having fun. So she said, now I want you to put that shaving cream back in the container. And they all were frustrated and trying to. But she, that's like your words. Once they're out, it's over. See that? You've turned it loose. It means lacking a foundation of facts. It means useless. It means worthless words. It means vain. Remember the word vain? Empty. So our words are something that we're going to have to pay attention to. You glad you came to church today? Now, go with me to Psalms 141, verse 3. You know what, Christina? First give you guys can do that with your Bibles if you have them, or your, you know, whatever you brought, your phone or whatever. Go give me that graphic, if you would. I want you to see this. Can you read that? Loose lips might sink ships. But you know, the big slogan in this idiom was coined, does anybody know? During World War II. I just discovered that. During World War II. This week I was studying this and I remember that saying, loose lips sink ships. I thought, well, what can I do with that? So I started looking it up and studying it. And this is what, this is where it came from. It came from World War II. It's an idiom, and it began during World War II as a slogan used by the United States Office of War and Information. And what they did is they posted this. This is a picture of the poster they used. They put it in churches and schools everywhere. That slogan was ubiquitous during World War II. It was everywhere. Everybody knew it. Everybody talked about it. Why? Here's the reason why. Because the enemy was sending people on our turf to listen to other people, talk about their families, talk about what's going on, and they were gathering information, and they would take it back, and they would give it to their whoever, and they would use that information to shoot and take out, bomb our ships, to sink our ships, and a lot of ships and submarines were destroyed because of the information that was taken from people gathering by listening to loose lips. That's where that all came from. And I thought, that's exactly the way it is. You know, I always kind of take things to another level sometimes. And I've never heard this. And I'm going to write a book one day. I am. I got to. And I said, I'm going to put this in this book. And I started thinking about this. Loose lips sink ships. And I remembered, he says, that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. The enemy wants information to sink you from being, keeping you from being his workmanship. He wants to sink that ship. He wants to sink your worship. He doesn't like you worshiping. How's he going to do that? Idle talk. You hear something, you go away from what's the most important thing in your life. I'm going to tell you something. The local church is the answer in the world. Amen. The local church is the answer in this world. You can say what you want to say, but when it's functioning and operating the way God designed it, it brings health and wholeness to your family. The local church is the answer to the world. Am I making sense? And the enemy is strategizing, and he will use people and idle talk to take your ship down. He wants to take down your discipleship. You get these discipleship groups. I've seen this over and over. Get these groups and, they start chatting and, you know, get on a chat thing on a computer. Or you see, you think technology brought all this in. This has been going on for thousands of years. And I'm going to tell you, it spreads like wildfire. What you say. You think it's That's why. You got to watch getting on this chat. Put that in the chat. What you chatting about? You know what I'm saying? You got to watch what you're saying. You got to watch what you're listening to. I'm serious. I'm not joking. This is, I can't be any more serious. You got to watch what you are listening to. Because that enemy wants to seek your ship. He wants to destroy your relationships. He wants to take them down. He wants to take down your friendships. He wants to take, oh, here's one. I was trying to come up with ships. He wants to destroy your partnerships. He does it through idle talk. Gets them to stray away. Salesmanship. There's a ship. That's why when I go buy something, I don't want to see your green tie and your cigar and all you got to say about it. Just tell me what it does and I'll buy it. I'll either buy it or I won't. Right? I don't need all the hoopla. Am I making sense? The enemy wants your ship to go down. And he will do, and he will use people with this idle talk. Psalms 141, verse 3. Let's look at that. You know what? We ought to put them posters all throughout Sydney, shouldn't we? Yeah. We ought to put them out in front on the doors. Don't get rid of the glass and just put that on there. Put them on all the windows. That's what we ought to do. Get the message out, right? You think people would get the message? I have seen so much destruction because of this very thing I'm talking about. We got to watch what we say. And you're accountable for every word that comes out of your mouth. Every idle word. You've got to employ those words. You've got to give them a job. Got to get them to work. Faith works through what you're saying. Through love. You see this? Now, let's look at this. Set a guard over, O Lord. Now, wait a minute. Wait. Set. That word set means restore to a proper position in a stable state. Restore to a proper position in a stable state. So that's what this does. When you set a guard over your mouth, you're in a stable state. You see that? You're in a stable state. Now look at this. Over my mouth, keep a watch over the doors of my lips, over the door of my lips. Now this word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. So in other words, when you set a guard over, it protects you from all enemy invasion. When you watch what you say. I started praying this. When I heard this, I was listening to that radio station, WFCJ, when I first became a Christian. I wrote this verse down, and I started saying that, and I wrote it down, and I carried it around in my pocket. Because I started seeing how words were working. And I'm telling you, I try to apply this principle. You see that? Now, think about this. What about identity? Yet someone will say, you know, you should do this. And they start listening. That's idle talk. God's not in it. You should just go on and do this. Or, you know, you look like you should do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being funny, but I'm going to tell you something. Somebody said something to me one time when I was a little boy. I was 5 years old at one of my friend's house. And this lady kept saying, you know, you're so cute, you should have been a girl. I bet she said that to me 20 times. Now, what if I'd have taken... You understand what I'm saying? What if I'd have taken that? But you see how that works? Those words, if they resonate in your heart, they can bring it about in your life. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? I know that seems, but that's the way it is. That's how it is. Well, you know, you just have, you throw a ball like a guy. Or you throw a ball like a girl. Well, that's probably what I should be. Huh? You don't think that's going on today? I got a memory like an elephant. Sometimes it's not healthy, but I do. It's just my memory. I remember stuff. But you know what? A lot of kids do. Those children remember everything you're saying, and they're listening to every word that's coming out of your mouth. And it's having an effect on them. It's going to cause them to stray. It's going to cause them to look to God. Are you still glad you came to church today? Go with me to Proverbs 13:3. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. But he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Shall have destruction. Boy, oh boy. You know, there's a gentleman a couple weeks ago going through a difficult time. And, you know, he's young in the faith. And so it talks about in Hebrews 5:13, it says, babes only desire milk and they're unskilled in the word of righteousness. So that's a new Christian he's talking about. And that's what was who I was talking to. They're relatively new, and it's causing problems in their marriage because they became a Christian. And he's telling everybody about this and that and this and that. This is what's going on, and this is... And I'm thinking, I pulled him aside. I said, you need to button it up. I said, if you want to get back with that woman you love, you need to stop what you're saying. Because you're telling everybody, they're not praying for you. Most of them people don't even care what's going on in your life. But they're talking about it now, and it's giving the enemy fuel over your life. And you're bringing it up in your house. The only people you should be talking to, see the word babe, they're babes, they're unskilled. The word babe means not able to talk. The word napios in the Greek. So a new believers, sometimes they're saying things. We got to help them. You see this? And so I told him, you need to stop talking about that. And he listened to me. Now he wants to meet with me.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.